A journalist-turned-militant who went to ground in Mogadishu in 2013 has resurfaced in Kenya, and he's been questioned by security agents for his alleged involvement in the death of journalists in Somalia. Hassan Hanafi initially worked at Radio Andalus, said to be a mouthpiece for the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. He later left the airwaves and moved to the group's armed wing. Hanafi is considered a senior member of Al-Shabaab. The Somali ambassador to Kenya, Mohamed Ali Noor, is keen to see him extradited.
Since this man is a Somali national and he is accused of committing crimes in Somalia, the Somali government has requested that he should be handed over to it. And God willing, we are hoping that the Kenyan government will accept our request.
More signs that Burkina Faso's leader Blaise Compaoré may well try to stretch his tenure to a third term by way of referendum. It's a move applauded by his supporters and derided by his critics. Compaoré has been at the helm of power since 1987, and he says a referendum will help settle the matter.
That is why there must be a referendum, if that is the only way to clarify the situation. In other words, what will happen? But even those who a few months ago claimed that it was illegal begin now to recognize the legality. So it shows that we are in a normal democratic debate. There are those for and those against.
The man whose shooting led to the uncovering of Malawi's biggest financial scandal has been telling a court about the events that triggered what's now known as Cashgate. The testimony of former budget director Paul Mfuyo reads like a crime caper, involving blackmail, death threats and attempted murder. Mfuyo explained that a senior government official had given him 10 days to live unless he honoured certain payments. He was later shot at his home. And finally, in South Africa, a student is said to have died after being hit by her teacher in Nelspruit, northeast of the country. This is the second such instance this year. In April, a 16-year-old boy died after being beaten by his teacher. Zinhle Khut is with the Congress of South African Students, and she says students need to fight back.
We are asking students to fight fire with fire. If a teacher is going to touch one of our students, the students must stand up and fight back, because we cannot see something like this still happening in our classes. Students are supposed to be going to school without the fear of being beaten to death for that matter. So this is really disturbing.